Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jack Porcari with Western New York Normal is joining us. Normal is a chapter of the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, and New York State has come up short in its bid to legalize marijuana. Jack, do you consider this a fail or a lost opportunity?
Yes, I would consider this a lost opportunity. Looking through the timeline, we see August 2nd of 2018, Cuomo initiated a task force to understand the facts behind marijuana before legalizing. He said he wanted to legalize for recreational purposes. And then we had a really great bill that addressed a lot of criminal justice issues and restorative justice measures that would be put into place, like expungement of records. And now we see after the sessions that this bill has failed, and we're going to have to wait even longer till these problems are addressed.
What exactly does this mean? If the state goes forward with decriminalization, is there that much of a difference? Because if you use marijuana, I mean, you're still going to use marijuana. You're just going to maybe buy it from the same person instead of a retail store on Main Street.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Right now, despite the fact that New York has decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana, hundreds of people are still arrested every year, and even in Buffalo, New York. And even if they don't go to jail, these charges can be devastating for their prospects for jobs, for student aid, for loans, for housing, benefits, and even child custody. So this is something that has a lot of implications that cannot just simply be glossed over through a very broad term like decriminalization.
So this plan B to decriminalize, that's not a victory in any way, in your opinion?
Yeah, not in my opinion. Like I said, it doesn't expunge criminal records. And I think baseline, that's the most important thing. If we're even just looking to go in the right direction, we should first start the conversation by saying, okay, let's expunge these criminal records and start a new program where we could move on from this and move towards legalization, even if that might not be right now.
Are you expecting this to eventually happen? And if so, how do you think the state gets over the hurdles that they've been dealing with? And it seems like two of the big ones are looking at where this tax revenue would go and whether or not municipalities could opt in or opt out of hosting dispensaries.
So I think that legalization is going to be inevitable in New York State. I feel like it's coming regardless of what happens, and I think that next session and election year that's coming up, it's going to be a very politicized issue, and I really think it will get done then. As we see, it wasn't done now. And that doesn't look good for the governor. I'm sure the governor doesn't like being in this position. He said multiple times that he wanted to legalize and that he came up short right at the end when he was trying to rush it through with the Assembly and the Senate. So I really do think that when you look at the bigger picture, you'll see that this is something that's eventually going to come to New York State.
Who are the losers in all of this?
The losers in this are the people who would have received the tax revenue, who have been adversely affected by the racist war on drugs, people who do not have access to public housing or their children, people who are in communities that have been heavily policed for marijuana crimes.
You say you see this happening next year. What makes you believe that there will be kind of that major public push heading into the next election that wasn't maybe there last year or the year before?
I think that most New Yorkers now support this. You know, over 60% of New Yorkers support legalization. And for someone to be elected, whether that be Cuomo or otherwise, I think that not following up on this issue would be a deciding factor of winning or losing an election. There's just so many positives for the community to legalize than to keep it illegal.
Jack, what's going on around New York State in terms of legalization?
So basically just like, where does it look like in other parts of...
Right.
So right now, there's a lot of counties that have expressed they wanted to opt out if it were to go through, such as areas in the southern tier, counties down by New York City, like Westchester and that area as well. So there is some counties that do want to opt out and do not want to be any part of legalization when it comes here. And that is typically how it goes when a state legalizes. There's a misconception that there's going to be a dispensary on every corner when, in fact, only 30 to 35% of the counties opt in and have dispensaries open for business.
Do you prefer an opt-in or an opt-out?
You mean like a system for if legalization were passed?
Yeah, for counties if they want dispensaries or don't want dispensaries within their borders.
I believe that we should just automatically opt everybody in at the start of legalization when it goes into effect. And then if they feel they don't want to be a part of it, then they can opt out.
Jack, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks. That's Jack Porcari with Western New York Normal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.